Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at the Morning Beat, we like to have conversations that are important to the community. And one that I know is very important, near and dear to myself and to you as well, Michaela. Our producer, Justin, just experienced this the old-fashioned way.
Good.
Is starting a family.
Yeah.
But when it comes to same-sex couples, there are a lot of questions. A lot of unanswered questions. Oftentimes,
right.
People don't know where to look for answers. So we actually here at Channel Q, we're partnering with HRC Fertility. We've got Dr. Bradford Kolb on the line right now to answer those questions that we have and that some of our listeners at home have as well. So, Dr. Kolb, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Dr. Kolb.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
I know, Michaela, I know you are working with HRC Fertility, so I want to get this question in first. As a gay man, I'm kind of curious, do we use fertility clinics? Is there something that can be done at HRC Fertility for the guys?
Yeah, so it's a wonderful question. So you really need to think through and explore what your options are. These include things like foster parenting, adoption. But on the reproductive medicine side, obviously you're going to need quite a bit of help from a fertility specialist. And so we treat quite a few gay men and single men in our clinic. And often we have both partners creating embryos, so they both have an opportunity to have a baby. So we start with the fundamentals, work up the partners. You're looking at using an egg donor and a surrogate, obviously, to move forward, because I don't think you can carry the pregnancy.
Nope.
No. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly it's something that has expanded and grown over the last two decades. It's actually very commonplace in many fertility clinics now.
Well, Dr. Kolb, I am, like AJ said, working with you. Lisa and I, my partner, are excited to start our own family. And it does take a little bit of time, which we are learning. So we wanted to start now. But one thing I found out is there's actually sort of like an expiration date almost on women's eggs. And so it's encouraged to even get them frozen. What's the timeline, kind of? And how late can you go till you can freeze your eggs?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question. So unfortunately, the biology of this is women are born with all the eggs they'll ever have. So, you know, at a 30 years of age, your eggs are also 30 years old. So women start to lose their fertility just very subtly about age 30, and that picks up steam in the mid-30s, and by the mid-40s, it's almost over for the vast majority of women. So, you know, we encourage women that are looking at freezing eggs or freezing embryos to consider doing that ideally in the early 30s. As you reach the 40s, it gets a little bit more difficult to do that, and the outcomes are not quite as good.
That's so interesting. I'm kind of curious from a guy's perspective. Sperm, does it expire? Does it go bad? Or is it the same thing for men? Do men also, those numbers drop off in their 40s as well? Or is there the shelf life a little longer, I guess?
So the guys biologically get a little bit more of a pass. Men make new sperm every day. And so you'll see occasionally men in their 70s fathering kids. So it is possible to have children much older as a male with your own biological material. The issue for men is typically somewhere about the mid-50s, sperm quality does start to decline. And also there's some increased risk for things like developmental issues, ADD in the children. So it's something that we want to look at very carefully as our patients move forward with their treatment.
Oh, AJ is so braggy over here. He's like, that's right, 70, baby. Well, I'm like, okay, freeze him. I'm 32.
I got time.
Well, I want to ask you, for men and women both, when preparing to start having a family, particularly for the woman's body, if she's going to carry as well, is there a way to prepare your body? Obviously, you don't want to smoke and drink, but is there foods that you should avoid or things that you need to be doing?
Yeah, so that's a big thing that I advocate for, and that is you want a healthy child. And all of this starts well beyond or well before you actually start trying to conceive or going to see a fertility doctor. Ideally, you want to be eating healthy. There's lots of different diets out there, but overall, a balanced diet that's healthy, lots of fiber, lean proteins in the diet's great. If you're vegetarian or vegan, that's okay. Just make sure it's well balanced. You want to make sure you're getting appropriate rest and sleep. Want to get your body mass index, your weight, under good control. We encourage people to get caught up on their physical exams with their doctors to see if there's any issues that they need to resolve before they try to conceive. And then part of our workup is that we're going to be looking at all of those things. But the quicker you get a jump on it, the better off you'll be moving forward with the pregnancy.
So it sounds like information is the key. Like, know what you want and then get as much information as you can. Team with the right people, like HRC Fertility, I'm sure, is a good option to figure out how to sort of chart a course towards a family.
Exactly. A lot of this is information. And most people are naive, especially under these types of circumstances where you have to go see a doctor in advance to having a family. So it's getting that good, reliable information, but getting it in a way that's actionable for you, where you can respond to it, improve your health, understand how you're moving forward, and be a proactive participant in this process.
Well, Dr. Kolb, I appreciate you so much. I actually am working with HRC Fertility, as is Channel Q, so I'll continue keeping our listeners updated as Lisa and I begin our journey of starting our own family. But thank you so much for all of this information.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
More questions, just go to www.havingbabies.com. There's 9 SoCal locations, so you can check in your area to see, and also always information simply online. Thank you again, Dr. Kolb. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Michaela, can I give a quick shout out to a nonprofit charity?
Yeah, give a shout out. You're practically my baby daddy, so go ahead.
Wow.
I look forward to it. So years ago, because this information is so difficult for people to get that are in the LGBTQ community, and they're trying to like extrapolate stuff off the internet that doesn't apply to them. So years ago, we started a nonprofit charity called lovecomesfirst.com. Has lots of wonderful medical information, inspiring stories. So I encourage anybody that's looking at this journey to go to that website and check it out.
That's
Love
amazing.
Comes first. Yeah,
thank you for that
Love
information. That's so
first.
Helpful.
Absolutely. I know, especially for our community. It's so important. You know, we want to start a family. It's not as easy to do. And so we're thankful for people like you. Thank you again, Dr. Kolb.
Thank you. I look forward to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.